This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Cambodians voted Sunday in the country's sixth election since the fall of the Khmer Rouge, a contest that has continued to be marred by serious irregularities right into its final moments. There is little doubt that the country's ruling Cambodian People's Party will win the ballot in a landslide following the dissolution. The only viable opponent, the Cambodian National Rescue Party, late last year. Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, says Zimbabweans have not been free since the de facto army coup that deposed him from office last year. It was not immediately clear what exactly he meant. Mugabe is holding a surprise news conference at his residence on the eve of the country's first election since he was ousted from office. The former president said the November coup was not necessary because he had planned to step down from office in December. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members of Midwife Training Center were killed in an attack when gunmen stormed the facility in Jalalabad. No immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Cambodians continue to vote for 125 seats in the country's National Assembly, in a process widely criticized for the lack of significant opposition to the ruling Cambodian People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The Supreme Court dissolved the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party last year. The United Nations has criticized that action, and the U.S. and the European Union have both withdrawn funding for that particular election. Former Catholic Archbishop of Washington Theodore McCarrick, who faces sex abuse accusations, has resigned his position as cardinal. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency in the U.S. state of California as deadly wildfires threaten thousands of homes. There have been five deaths, including two children and their great-grandmother. California Fire Chief Kim Pimlott says the battle against the wildfires is also personal for a lot of the firefighters. Two firefighters have lost their lives in the week's battle to save homes, forest, and parkland. Thousands of people in Southern California were forced to evacuate their homes to avoid a blaze southeast of the city of Los Angeles. Also, in Northern California, there is a huge wildfire, one of two blazes that are ravaging the region since the first outbreak on Monday. A third fire continues to burn in the popular Yosemite National Park, forcing its closure through the end of the week. More than 86 people were killed by flames or drowned as they tried to leave a fire that swept through an area 30 kilometers east of the Greek capital of Athens. Firefighters and first responders said that they had never encountered a blaze like this ever. Authorities in Greece have already begun the cleanup effort as crews continue to look through homes for bodies, some so badly charred it took firefighters two or three passes through the same structures to spot them. More than 2,000 homes were damaged in the fire, and roughly 500 of them will have to be demolished. And again, a popular cardinal has resigned.
McCarrick's resignation comes following allegations of sexual abuse, including one involving an 11-year-old boy. McCarrick rose steadily up the U.S. church ranks, and recent weeks have brought a spate of allegations that the 88-year-old, in the course of his clerical career, had sexually abused both boys and adult seminarians. McCarrick had been already removed from public ministry since the 20th of June. Pending a full investigation into allegations, he fondled a teenager over 40 years ago in New York City. A man who was 11 at the time of the first alleged instance of abuse says a sexually abusive relationship continued for two more decades. McCarrick has denied the initial allegation.
The death toll from the 6.4 magnitude earthquake in Indonesia and Bali, Sumbawa and Lombok area has climbed to 14 with 162 injured. Thousands of homes were damaged, but the East Lombok district was particularly hard hit. Reports say more than 1,000 homes in the area were mangled. The shallow 7-kilometer deep earthquake hit the popular tourist destination early Sunday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.